Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, Ether hits new highs. That's correct. Ether cryptocurrency has hit new highs. And this from Coindesk.com by Amkar Godbole. The title says, Ether looks overleveraged as cryptocurrency hits new high over $1,900. Ether's derivative market looks overheating amid the cryptocurrency's rally to new record high. He says Ether soared to new record highs Thursday, but an overheated derivatives market may suggest higher volatility is on the way for the short term. The second largest cryptocurrency by market value set the new lifetime high of $1,928 soon before press time, having first breached the previous peak of $1,821.49, reached on February 13th, early today, according to Coindesk 20 data. In the derivatives market, the average level of the funding rate across the major exchanges offering Ether, that's ETH, is up 5.52%. Perpetuals, futures with no expiry, has risen sharply from 0.069%, just short of the early January record high of 0.21%, according to data source Glassnode. The article goes on and says, it shows the derivatives market is overleveraged. Patrick Huser, head of trading at Swiss-based crypto finance AG, told Coindesk, with this current structure, I do not feel comfortable in running a lot of long exposure. The funding rate is calculated every 8 hours and represents the cost of holding long positions. When perpetuals trade at a premium to spot price, the funding rate is positive. Longs pay shorts. Hence, a very high funding rate is considered a sign of leverage being excessively skewed to the bullish side. In other words, overbought conditions, and often injects volatility in the market. In such situations, holding longs at high cost is attractive only if the bullish momentum remains strong. A pullback or consolidation can trigger an unwinding of longs, leading to a more profound price drop and a pickup in price volatility. As of press time, Ether is showing no signs of price congestion. Now, it goes on and says, however, the case for a continued steep rally looks weak, with spot markets volumes falling on major exchanges with Coinbase. With the 10-day moving average of daily volume trending south, there's a question mark on the sustainability of recent gains. A low volume price is often short-lived. Now, I might point out here that there's been a lot of activity going on in the decentralized finance segment, and this is an area where people use Ether to create decentralized financial markets. It's an exploding area, something we could take a look at later, but probably has something to do with the recent run-up in demand and price that we've seen for Ether. Another thing, Ether is a little different than Bitcoin. With Bitcoin, you have a pretty good idea what your fees are. With buying and selling Ether, they use a thing called gas, and sometimes the fees on that can be fairly substantial. Now, the article finishes up. It says the number of coins held on exchanges has declined by 10% to 20.77 million in the past 3 months, according to data source CryptoQuant. It shows investors are either taking direct custody of coins or staking them into decentralized finance protocols, creating a sell-side liquidity shortage. And that's what I was just talking about. People using Ether as they attempt to create these decentralized financial markets. And this could, some people think, end up being a real alternative to the banking system that we have. Whether or not the Ether cryptocurrency blockchain will be able to handle all of this remains to be seen, but it's very interesting. In the long run, the ETH rally would keep going as long as ETH holdings and all exchanges are decreasing, Kim Young Zhu, CEO of CryptoQuant, told Coindesk. Other metrics also paint a bullish picture. For instance, the 90-day average of active addresses on Ethereum's network has increased to a new lifetime high of around 450,000, surpassing the 2017 peak, according to Glassnode. That would appear that a lot more people are using the coin. If we look at it this way, if we're having a 90-day average high of active addresses, it seems as though the community must be growing. And it says here 450,000, or surpassing the 2017 peak. And remember, that's when things got big the first time. It was in 2017. What it says, when there's greater usage, there's more demand for the cryptocurrency, and that data, and that drives the price up, Philip Gradwell, chief economist at the blockchain intelligence firm Chain Analysis, told CoinDesk. So that's the news on Ether today. We see some new highs happening. Just incredible what the price of this coin has done in the last several months. And the correlation here, I think, has to be considered with these new DeFi, as they're called, platforms coming online, and something we could talk about in the future. As always, this is your cryptocurrency news, not financial advice. Until next time.